We're starting Besos Hashem, Gittin Daf Yud Beis. We'll just finish up the previous sugya, which is about five lines up on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and that was based off of the Mishnah that the Adoin sends Amr Tein Gedzel Ishti or Shtar Shechur LaAvdi that we had according to the Chachamim Begitei Nashim, since we said it's a chayv for the woman to get a get because she loses her mezainis, so begitei nashim that he can interrupt the shlichus. He could stop the shlichus. He can cut it off. But when it comes to eved, he cannot. And from this idea, we tried to prove from the idea that the shliach was appointed by the master to bring the shtar shechur. So he's supposed to be a shliach of the master, and now he becomes essentially. He goes ahead and because according to the chachamim, when it comes to the Shtar Shechur, the master, since it's a zchus according to the Chachamim, the master can no longer call back, he can no longer stop the shlichus. So we try to prove that it's, that from here, that HaToyvus L'Bachav, Makav Shechav L'Acherim, that he can do it, that it would be considered Kana. HaToyvus L'Bachav, Kana Afilu Makav Shechav L'Acherim, meaning that the shliach has a chav, as a chiyuv, to the master, and yet he's able to grab, as an intermediate, grab this, and bizeicha the eved with shechur. And so that was what Rav Huno was trying to say. Rav Yirmiya woke up in the middle, and he said, no. He said, you can't prove that from our Mishnah. Really, Rav Yechanan says that, hatevis ha'balchav makam shechav l'achem loy kana, and I, our Mishnah, because he said, tenu, that's really tenu v'zachu. So you gave the shliach the ability to be mezakeh for the eved. Okay, now, so we disproved it. We said that HaTavis Al-Achav Makam Shechav L'Acherim Loikon. Now, Amar Rav Chista, so we'll start. HaTavis Al-Achav Makam Shechav L'Acherim, that it is a Machlekes, Banu L'Machlekes, Rav Elazar, Rabbanon. Okay, so Rav Yirmiya said that, Rav Yechanan said it's not Loikon, and Rav Chista is going to try to prove that it's subject to Machlekes Tanaim. Where's this Machlekes? The Tanaim. The Mishnah says, in Peya, Misha Like Des HaPeya. So if a person is gathering the Peya, Va'amar, and he says, Harezu Leplani Ani. So he says, I want to gather the Peah for a specific Ani. Now, who is gathering the Peah? So Rashi says, Balbayas Ashir. So it sounds like the owner of the field himself. However, the Mepharshim bring down that Rashi Baba Metzia says that it's not the Baal HaSada. We're going to see that there's a separate issue with the Baal HaSada himself. Even if he is poor, we'll see at the end over here that he cannot collect it for himself. This is a separate pasuk zeirus akasa from there. So now, Misha liketes apeya. So again, we're talking about a person comes. He's a wealthier person, but he intends to collect the peya for somebody who's poor. So Rabbi Lazar says you are zeicha for him. Zacham, it's a chav lacherim, meaning that this peya would be to the next ani that comes would be able to take it. So you have a rich person going in and taking it, and you are being. Teifes Labal Chayv, essentially for a specific ani, b'makom shechav la'acherim. That's how Rabbi Chista wants to learn Rabbi Lazar. The Chachamim Oimrim, they say no. Again, hatavas Labal Chayv, b'makom shechav la'acherim loy kana. That would be the Chachamim, and therefore yitnenu la'ani anim tzarishan. It's got to go to the first ani. Okay, you have no rights to take it. You cannot take it for someone else. So Amar Meimar, Rabbi Yitamar Rav Papa, that Meimar wants to disprove Rabbi Chista. When Rav Chista is trying to say that a Tevis Ba'al Chayv Makom Shechav L'Acherim is subject to this Machlekes Tanayim, when a wealthy person grabs the payah for a specific Ani, and Meimar says, no, V'yitemer, Papa, Dilma Lohi, you have no Raya, Ad Kan Lohi Kam Rebbe Lazar Hasam. The only reason Rebbe Leazar said that he can, a wealthy person can grab the payah, is for a specific Ani, is El Demigu De'ibayi Mafgir Lehulin Echasei Behave Ani. Could be that he is mafgir his nechasim. He could also be an ani, and therefore he's shayach to it, and that's why it works here. But really, hatayfas lebal chav makam shechav la'acherim normally would not be kaina. V'chazile umigu dezachile lenafshei zachil lechavrei. And since you have a migu that you could take it for yourself, so you have ability to be mezakeh for somebody else. So it's using these two migus. That's the only reason why Rabbi Lazar holds that in this case specifically, that you can be mezakeh on the payah for a specific ani. Abul hachal loy. Okay, but over here, we're tevis ba'achav, makar shechav l'acherim, you, the middle, the shliach in the middle, the guy who was the toughest, you have no shaykhis to it at all. So payah, everybody has shaykhis to, even if you're wealthy, because you could be mafgir nechasim. Ba'ad kan loy kamer rabbanon, or on the flip side, Okay, he's just coming to disprove that this machlokes tanaim has anything to do with tavas sabachah b'makom shechab lechem. Va'ad kan loy karmi rabbanon hasam el dichsev loy silake la'ani loy silake loy la'ani. Because the chachamim learned that the pasuk says that the baal hasadeh cannot loy silake la'ani loy silake loy la'ani. That the baal hasadeh is not allowed to take it for it's loy silake loy. The baal hasadeh cannot take it for himself. La'ani, it's got to go to the ani. Aval hacha la'ai. Okay, so again, specifically, if we're talking about that, it has to be specifically picked by the ani himself. And over here, you have an usher picking it. So there's a pasuk that tells you loy salakit loy la'ani. Okay, and therefore you have no right. Maybe the chachamim could really hold a type of sabachav makashachav la'achirim. It is kinda over here. Why is it not kinda? Because the pasuk specifically says la'ani. Only an ani can go ahead and pick up the payah, not a wealthier person. Rebbe Lazar, high lois lakin, my avidle. What does he do with the lois lakin? Mibayle lahazir lo ani al shaloi. Okay, that is specific to the Baal Hasada. This is what we came to explain. The Rebbe Lazar holds that the Baal Hasada, who's an ani, that's what it's coming to tell you. But really, a wealthy person has no shaykhus to the field. He could be pick it up for somebody else. Okay, again, using this idea of amigo, and really, we disprove that it has anything to do with the sugya at hand, which is whether you're kaina or not, and we have no raya. Okay, now let's move on to the next part of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that according to the Chachamim, if a person says ten gezel leishti shtar shechor zel abdi, okay, so the Chachamim hold that get isha, that's a chayv, she loses her mezainus, and therefore he can call back the shlichus. We're talking about an eved, that's a schus, going free, and therefore, that's considered going free, and therefore, you cannot stop the shlichus, that essentially the shliach in the middle, tenu kizachu, was the way we understood it, it was like he was zeiche for the eved. Okay, we said, abba shechoy, abba them, vi shachan adam, shaloi b'fanav, vein chavan el b'fanav. Why? Said the Gemara, shem yirtza shaloi lozenes avdoi rishai, shaloi lozenes ishtai, ene rishai. Okay, so the Chachamim came to justify their shita by saying like this. This is a fundamental difference between Eved and Isha. That in Isha, you have no option. You cannot not feed your wife. It's a Tanai Ksuba. And therefore, you have to provide Mezainis. So when you give a get, you're causing her to lose out on the Mezainis. So therefore, it's a Chayv. Okay, and that's why the Baal can pull back after he sends it. It's Chavan, Lavan, Awa, Bafanam. And therefore, the shliach in the middle, who is getting the get for the wife, it's a chavin, and therefore there is no the baal. He is not affecting it. It's not a zchus for the woman. It's a chayv, and therefore the baal can pull back. When it comes to a get shechor, though, because essentially the way the Mishnah proves it, because the master can elect not to feed his eved, so therefore him going ahead and giving a get doesn't actually change anything. Because when you give a get, the Eved's going to lose Mezainus. Well, guess what? The Eved could lose Mezainus even while he is an Eved of the master. And therefore, there is no Chavin at all. Him getting the get Shechor would allow him to go free. It would not necessarily change his status as far as getting Mezainus or not. And therefore, Hilkach says, and just Rashi in the Mishnah, Hilkach ki Meshachar le mafsid le Mezainus, de balabachi nami ibay le zayin le. That's what Rashi said. So if he wanted, the master cannot feed him. So this is going to bring us into the following sugya. Shmasmina, says the Gemara. We see from this idea that the master can tell the Eved, I'm not feeding you. Yochol Rav Loimer La Eved, that the master can tell the Eved, Aseimi Vein Ezancha, that you should do work and I'm not going to feed you. Meaning that the master can just not feed. Sounds like the master can say, you're not getting any Mezainus. And the basic understanding is that, well, he's an Eved, so he still has to work. So he still has to work, but you don't have to feed him. So, right, which is problematic, right? It goes a little counter. And I'll give you just a sneak preview to the end of the sugya. The sugya is actually going to have, it's going to be subject to a machlokes amarayim, whether we hold you could actually do this or not. So just keep that in mind as we go through the sugya. But right now we're saying it's a balash and kasha. Yachal rab loimer le'eved, aseimi bein ezancha. You're saying that the master could just cut off mezainis. Hachom mayaskinon, what are we talking about? Da'amar le'et, say ma'asi yadecha le'mezainis secha. And like as we are familiar with, we saw this idea in Ksubas many times, or we're going to go through it in the sugya today, that, yeah, no, the master cannot tell the Eved, you do work, and I'm not giving you any mizonos. It's either or. So the master can say, look, I'm not, you keep your maisei yadayim and you produce with it and you feed yourself, essentially. Now, dachvasa, so the master says, really, dachvasa gabi isha. So let's look at the isha, right? We just said in the Mishnah there's a difference. Eved, the master could say, I'm not feeding you. Isha, the master can't say, I'm not feeding you. Okay, well, if the whole thing, the only instance where the master can say, I'm not feeding you, is if I'm not feeding you and you don't have to do work for me, keep your work. So too by an Isha. Isha also has to do work for the husband and the husband has mezainis, and the Isha can also make the same deal. So how is that any different? You are being machalic in the Mishnah between an Isha and an Eved. And we see that clearly it's not true. Dachvasa gabi Isha, damar latzi maisei yadayich b'mezainis ayich. So the husband tells the wife that you should keep your earnings and use it to feed yourself. Isha ma'aloi. So why isn't that good enough? Only the master can only tell the Eved that keep your earnings and feed yourself, but an Isha not, because we were machalik in the Mishnah, so we're taking it as a davar pashut that the husband can't do that. So the Gemara says, Isha b'delai safka. So we're talking about where she's not going to be able to produce enough to feed herself. And therefore, what we're saying is, when it comes to an Isha, the husband can't tell the Isha, see my siyadach mizanasayich, she needs $10 to eat, she can only produce $8, so the husband has to fill the last $2. He's got to make sure her mizanas are taken care of. Okay, Eved nami b'daloi safka. So why don't we say Eved is also b'daloi safka, meaning that Eved is not enough, and then essentially you're right back into this situation of You have them. It's like you're saying that you're not taking care of the Eved. So the Gemara says, "Avda dinah." There's a fundamental difference between Isha and Eved. Avda dinahum karse, right? So again, what's the chiddush? Loy safka. So what's the chiddush? Avda dinahum karse loy shavi lamara lamarase lamai mitba. An Eved who is not able to fill his belly with food, he's not worth his whole purpose, his whole intended purpose. Loy shavi lamara lamarase. What good is he to his masters if he can't even produce enough to feed himself? And he's kind of, the whole idea of an Eved is that it should be a net positive. You give him a little bit of food, and he should be able to earn more for you. So okay, you cut him a deal, and you say, look, I don't want anything from you, but don't cost me anything. But there's no way that you should have to backfill. And that's the fundamental difference between, right, so my mitbai. Okay, what's his purpose? His whole, okay, and therefore, when it comes to an Eved, the master doesn't have to be Moisif al-Shaloi. That's what we're saying. Okay, and therefore, since the Eved doesn't have to be most of all shaloi, when you cut the guy loose, okay, he's going to be in the exact same situation. He doesn't lose any mizanis. The master has the ability to basically say, "Ti ma'aseh da'achum mizanisayach." When it comes to an isha, he could say the same thing, except that if she's short, if she can't produce enough to feed herself, he is going to have to backfill it. Okay, so again, what's the mission here? We're trying to prove, can one way or another, we have no proof here. Can a master say to this Eved, I'm not giving you food, and continue working? Here we have no raya. No, you can't. It's only, yes, there is a situation in which the master has to provide food if the Eved can't produce enough, because that's his whole purpose of being an Eved. But at the end of the day, the master can't say, asei mi ve'in izancha. So let's see. Tashma, trying to bring a raya for another case. Eved shegala. Lari mikla, you have an Eved that killed somebody b'shegeg, and he goes to an Ari Miklat. Ein rabbi chayev lozoinai. The master does not have to feed him. V'loy oid, ela shemaisi yadav l'rabbi. So, okay, this sounds like a case. The master doesn't have to feed him, and he gets to keep maisi yadayim. Shema mino yachal rab lo imel la'eved aseim yibayin izancha. So we see that a master can tell the Eved, do work, and I'm not feeding you. So Gemara says, no. This case, hach mayaskinon da'amar loy, tsei maisi yadayich l'mazen asayich. Okay, again, he said, keep what you're working. Keep your pay and feed yourself. Ihaki, 1 second. Maisi yadayim mila rabbi. So it said clearly that maisi yadayim go to the master. So what are we talking about? So where's the hadafa? That's if he produces more than his mezainis, that's going to go to the master. Hadafa, pshita. That's a standard relationship between an Eved and a master, that he's going to produce something more than it'll cost to keep him. Okay, so hadafa pshita. Ma'u detema kiven dechilesle lo yahivle. So you might think, in general, and therefore, it turns out that this whole idea in the Brisa of Eved Shegala Lo Miklat really is a red herring. It doesn't tell us anything about the case. It's a standard case, okay, where the master tells the Eved, go produce for yourself and feed yourself. So What do you mean that the Maisei Daim go to the master? It's the Hadafa. Well, Shkayach, of course it goes to the master. And the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Yumayu detema kivan dechi, there was a havamina thing, kivan dechi les le lo yahiv le. So since when he doesn't have enough, meaning if the Eved is unable to produce enough to feed himself, the master doesn't have to give him anything. So therefore, ki islay nami lo lishko mine kamash malan. So maybe you think that when the Eved can produce more, again, what's the whole purpose of the master saying, see my seidaychim is on the sayach? It's you're on your own, which means that if he produces more, then he doesn't have to give it to the master. In fact, the Eved has zero incentive to produce any more if it would go to the master. So, kamash malan, that no, still, even if the Eved does, I guess he's that loyal that he continues working. Right? I mean, if the master says to him, see my seidaychim is on the sayach, so if he makes enough to, at 12 o'clock, he's working, and he makes enough to feed himself, so then he should stop working. He doesn't have any chiyuv. The master said, go ahead. So the chiddush is that kamash malan, then no. That even if the Eved foolishly decides to continue working and makes more money than his mezunasar, that would go to the master. Okay. Now, umay shnala ari miklat. So why does it say ari miklat? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why, right? Again, it's nothing to do with the narrative here of in regards to simay seidaych mezon asayach. So why does it say lawyer mechna sachad ay dechamin amina v'chay oved lechiyusa tve? So you might think that since the pasuk says v'chay, so therefore oved lechiyusa tve. Now what's the v'chay? V'nasa lachas harim ha'el v'chay, that you run when you run there. So v'chay that the master has an extra. Meaning he can't say to him, see my seidachim mezonos, or see my seidachim mezonos secha over here. That, no, it's your responsibility to feed him because he went to the Ari Miklat. And by Ari Miklat, it says v'chai. So you can't just go do this. V'amigdani seifa. Okay, so the Gemara says, well, one second. Let's look at a woman. V'amigdani seifa. Aval isha shegosol Ari Miklat balachai mezonos secha. When it comes to a woman, she goes to the Ari Miklat. The husband is required. Miklal deloyamarla. That he didn't say see my seidachim mezonos secha. Because if he did, she can go ahead and work and take care of her own mezonos. Why would I have to tell me that the bal is chayiv mezonos? The amar la bala amai chayiv. If he said see my seidachim. Then why do we have to say that the husband's chayv with the seifa de lo yamar reisha nami de lo yamar le? Okay, so now we're going to ask a kasha on this. It sounds like this v'chay is real. That no, you can't just say tzimai seyadayach mazan asayach. So the Gemara says lo ilam de amar le. Really, the master or husband in this case did say tzimai seyadayach mazan asayach to the abbot or tzimai seyadayach mazan asayach to the woman. Now, What is the pasuk? How are we differentiating between an Eved and an Isha? We said, Aval Isha shegosol mekot balachayv is an asel. The Isha b'dalei safka. So we have to be talking about where she can't produce enough for her mezonos. So it sounds like if the husband said, then it would be okay. Miklal dereisha d'loy amarla. In the reisha, he didn't say it. And what we're saying is, still he's going to be responsible. So Gemara says, "Hachi ka'amar v'maspekes." If it's enough, if she's able to produce enough, v'amar latzi ma'aseyadach mezon asayech rishai. So if she can produce enough, then he's allowed to say tzi ma'aseyadach mezon asayech. So Gemara says, "Maspekes ma'ala memra." I don't understand. What's the chiddush over here? What's the chiddush that the husband can tell his wife, "Go ahead and keep your own earnings while you're in the Ari Miklat, and feed yourself." That's no different than any case. So what's the chiddush over here? So and this is the point of Ari Miklat, mahu detema kokvuda bas melech pnima kamash malan, that you might think that it's inappropriate for a woman. So when a woman is in her regular city, so everybody in a tenua sort of way, she could ply her wares. Everybody knows that this and this woman has this skill set, and you can drop off work at her house. It's snua. But if you're in an Ari Miklat where she's unfamiliar, she's got to go market herself. And maybe it's not kokvuda basbelach penima. It's not considered proper tenua. Ve darka lotzes filasave beir, says Rashi, she'ena misham vein makirin esel havila malacha bebesa. Nobody knows that she she's industrious, that she could do work in her house. Nobody knows that she's necessarily even there. She's inside. So she has to go market herself. And therefore, the chiddush is that we're saying that you might think, and therefore, the husband shouldn't say, and should only give mezonos kamash malan. Yeah, of course, in a normal situation, you can, because everybody knows that the woman could produce on her own. Kamash malan, even in an Ari Miklat, that's what we're coming to say. Even in an Ari Miklat, the husband is allowed to say, that go figure out how to make enough money to cover yourself. Now, of course, difference between Isha and Eved is if she can't cover herself, the husband's got to backfill, right? He's got to make sure that she has enough. Okay, so we have no raya either way from either of these two to this idea that the Yachal Rav Leimer LaEved Aseimi Ve'in Izoncha. Lema Ketanai, let's try to say that it's subject. This, can the master tell the Eved, I want you to do work, but I'm not feeding you? That's subject to Machlokes Tanai. Rav Shimon Gamliel Leimer. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Yachal Eved Leimer LaRab B'Shnei Betzuras. An Eved can tell his master in years of famine, Oy Parnaseni, Oy Hoitzieni. So either feed me or set me free. Okay, it's Yenin Lecheves. V'chachamim Eimrim, Harishus B'yad Rabbi. The master has the ability to keep him, even if he can't produce, even if he cannot feed him. He can't afford to feed him. It's Shnei Betzurais, still he can keep him. So my la ba'akimifligi, meaning farshteitzach, that the Eved would have to work. So the whole question is, if the master is unable to provide mezainas, because it's a Shnei Betzurais, everything's topsy-turvy, can he demand to be set free? So now, my la ba'akimifligi, Demar Savar Yachal. So it sounds like, according to the Chachamim, that the Eved cannot demand his freedom. That therefore, and yet he still has to work. So we see that a master can tell the Eved, "Asei imi bein azoncha." Umar Savar Shimon Gamliel, who says that the Eved can essentially demand his freedom. Umar Savar Eni Yachal. So the Gemara says, "No raya, but tisbura." Hi, let's look at the Taina, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, of the Eved. What is he asking for? What is he demanding? Hi, Oy Parnaseni, Oy Tzieni, L'Cheiros. Why sending him out free? Oy Parnaseni, Oy Tainli, Maisi, Yadai, Be Parnasi, Mubayale. No, it should be either one. Meaning, if, according to you, an Eved, right? What's the flip side of Aseini, Ve'en Zoncha? No, keep your earnings, and then it's your problem. Now, if you produce too much, that goes to the master. But if he doesn't produce enough to feed himself, so then, there's no question that the master does not have to backfill. He doesn't have to make sure that the Eved has enough mezainus. Him saying, "See, I say that mezainus secha is good enough." So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, what shaychus is the Eved coming and saying? How is this possible for the Eved to come and say, "Free me, not enough money for food"? No, the flip side of he should be able to go to the master and say, either give me enough food and I'll continue working, or set me free. Let me work for myself and have my own food. So. And also, of what consequence is it? Why is this important that it's years of famine? This should be any situation. If the master doesn't give, if you hold that the master cannot say, I say, you mean, vein is ancha, then the flip side is the master can always, if the Eved is not getting enough food, the Eved can go to the master and say, either give me enough food or let me pay for my own food by keeping my sayadayim. Those should be the two options. What does it have to do, number one, setting free, and what is the, of what consequences is it that it's Shnei Betzuras? So Ella, this is a unique case. Ella Hachem Mayaskinon. The Amar Loit Se Maisei Adayach Lemezayin Asayach. Okay? Meaning, really, could be that normally, you could say Asei Mi, the master could. Okay? Ella Hachem Mayaskinon. The Amar Loit Se Maisei Adayach Lemezayin Asayach. Really, the master already said this. Se Maisei Adayach Lemezayin Asayach. So he already cut this deal. So again, here we're talking about where the master is willing to... The master providing mezainis can manifest itself in two ways. Either he provides the food and he keeps the work, or he tells him, keep your own earnings. That is also the same, as far as we're concerned, that is him not saying, "Asei mi v'en izancha," right? It's him doing what he's supposed to do. And yet still, the Eved can demand being set free. Why? That's what we're talking about. So, it's not enough. He can't produce enough to feed himself. That still the Eved can come with demands, that either make sure I got enough mezainas, protect your investment, or set me free. Why? So that people will have rachmanos on me. Meaning, as long as, for instance, if this Eved is an Eved of a master who is rich, so your rich Eved comes to start knocking on doors, the rich person's Eved starts knocking on doors, right? So the master is very exacting. So he keeps an exact tally of, okay, food's very expensive now, and the guy can only produce $5 an hour, and food costs more than that. Okay, so we're now telling the Eved, he said, "See my Sedech with Zanesach."
He already did that. So it's not a problem of asein ivein izanka. So now the Eved, imagine the Eved's knocking around on doors. Well, the Eved comes to the master, according to Rishim Galil, with a taina saying, well, I'm your Eved. As long as I'm your Eved, no one's going to have rachmanas on me. I come knocking on the door, no one's going to give me food. Go back to your master. He's rich. What am I going to give you? Food. Okay, and therefore, says in Shnei Betzuros, where he can't produce enough, it's a very specific case. Rav Shimon Gamliel says he could demand to be set free so that he could at least be another poor guy begging on the street, as opposed to being so and so's Eved, who's no one's going to want to have Rachmanas on. Rabbanan Savri, separate machlokes, man de merachim abnei chayriya evenami merachim ruchumi merachim. That it makes no difference. Lemaisa, if they see a starving guy, we're not going to hold it against him. Everybody knows that it's possible that the master and the Eved had this arrangement. So you have a separate machlokes over here. In other words, really, we explain this that he did say. Okay, so we have no raya. What were we trying? So it's not a machlokes tanoim whether or not you can say asein ivein izancha. It's a separate machlokes tanoim in a shnei betzuros. And even at the end, this is going to stand. We'll see. But it's a separate machlokes in a shnei betzuros, where since the eved is being tagged as belonging to the master, do we say that the eved, where lemaisa, the conditions are such that he cannot earn enough to feed himself, can he go out to the master and demand to be freed so that he can at least come on to other people? Now, Tashima, so here will be our third attempt. Tashima, da amar Rav, sounds, Rav says, now this is Rav, Amara number one, Hamakdish Yedei Avdai, that if a person is Makdish, the earnings of what his Eved produces, Oysaya Eved, Loiva Va'eichel, Va'eisa Upareya. So the way it has to work is that the Eved, so now everything he produces should be going to Hekdesh. So Oysa Eved Loiva, he borrows, he eats with that money. The Oysa, then he does work. Upere, and he pays it back. Shema Mina. Okay, so what do we see? That we see that the all Maisi Adayim belong to Hekdesh, and yet he has the ability, he still has the ability to get food. Oysa V'Oichel. Now he has to do it in a way to avoid Hekdesh taxing it. Okay, which we have to understand, as soon as he produces it, shouldn't it belong to Hekdesh? So how is he paying back the person he borrows from? But the point, we'll get there in a moment. Now, Shema Mina, Yochel Rav. So we see from the fact that essentially the master is messing over the Eved. He is giving all the Eved's future work to Hekdesh. The Eved, now in order to get fed, he has to be Loiva, Va'oichel, Va'oiso, Pareya. We have to go around it, which means, Shema Mina, Yochel Rav, Loimer La Eved, Asei Mimein Izancha. So the Gemara says, No, we're talking about where you fed him. If you fed him, why are we saying that if the Eved needs mezainas, he borrows money, buys mezainas, and then with his work pays off? So why is he borrowing? La hadafa means here the other way, that the Eved needs more food. He needs more than the standard mezainas. So the Gemara says, Velemale hektish. Well, one second. Remember, over here, now that we're understanding this case according to Rav, the master said that I'm going to feed my Eved, all his Maisi Adayim go to Hekdesh. Okay, so what we're saying is that the Eved can eat more and basically take the money away from Hekdesh. How? He has to do it by borrowing, buying more than the standard Mezaitis, even though the master took care of the Mezaitis. So you're messing over Hekdesh. How could you do this? Right? Let Hekdesh say, you were fine with the standard portion that you got for a Mezaitis before. So why are you eating now more? Why should you get to be able to eat more and mess us Hekdesh over? So the Gemara says, Hekdesh is happy with this arrangement. Hekdesh is a good investment. Hekdesh gufa nichale kehechi de l'shabech avde. Okay, that Hekdesh is happy so that they'll have a more robust, stronger Eved, and then eventually it's an investment. So yeah, we'll let this guy eat a little bit more. We'll let him mess us over out of some money short term, but long term, right, we're getting all the Maisi Adayim. He's bigger, stronger. He'll get bigger jobs. He'll get paid more. And we're going to get more money in the long run. So Hekdesh is fine to make this investment. Now, just one technical thing. We said, okay, so the way we understood it was this, that the master is giving the Maisi Adayim of his Eved to Hekdesh is only where he fed him. Because and Rav is saying, you cannot say, Asei Mibein Izancha, because otherwise you wouldn't have to feed him. The Eved will be out on his own. So you can't do it. And we said, so what does he do? We're talking about where the Eved is not able, the mezainis that the master provides for the Eved is not enough to satisfy him. So he goes ahead and he essentially, since his maisei yadayim are pledged to Hekdesh, what he has to do is borrow money, he buys the extra food, and then as he works, he produces and he pays back the loan that he has. Well, the problem is, as he's working and producing, that money should belong to Hekdesh, right? So Aiso Pareya Kama Kama Kodesh Lay. As soon as he produces, it goes to Hekdesh. So the Gemara says, Pachas Mishava Pruta. Okay, it's less than a Shavar Pruta, and therefore less than a Shavar Pruta. Rashi says less than a Shavar Pruta. Anshalei Tetzarif HaPruta Yiparena. Okay, so basically, he sits there while he's working, and he tells the employer, pay me, right? I want to get paid 2 cents at a time. And then, therefore, he's able to keep it under the radar for Hekdesh. Hekdesh isn't typhus of less than a Shavar Pruta. Now, Rashi says less than a Shavar Pruta, that wouldn't become Hekdesh. The problem is, and Tosfos says it's not necessarily true, because Chamesh Pruta is same, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, and if this is not one of them, that Hekdesh has to be a Shavar Pruta. It's not necessarily true. So the Gemara, so Tosfos says, I'm going to read the Hachai, the time she'ein b'dayta shel makdesh yachla pachas Shavar Pruta. That when the master is giving the work, he only imagines that it would be a Shavar Pruta worth. Okay, so either way, however you get there. Hachanam and Mestabra. Now, this is the Mestabra way of understanding Rav. That what? The Mestabra way of understanding Rav is that when the master was Makdish Yidei Maisi Yadayim of the Eved, he gave him Mezonos. And therefore, what's the proof? Therefore, you cannot say Asei Mibei Nezoncha. A master can say to his Eved, do work and I'm not going to feed you. You're on your own for food. Must be. He has to provide Mezonos where he's taking away or keeping the Maisi Yadayim. Right? That's the proof. Why? Because there's another Rav, another member of Rav, which wouldn't make any sense if you said this wasn't true. Let's see. How can I mistake a Rav? Rav says a Makdesh Yidei Avdoi Oysoya Eved Oysava Oichel. That if he's Makdesh Yidei Avdoi, again, the same scenario again, and it's Rav talking, and he says, Oysoya Eved Oysava Oichel. Now, Di Eloi Avda, why? Why do we say that if a person is Makdesh the Yidei Eved, he has to be Oysava Oichel? Meaning, he can go ahead and eat from what he's producing. Why? De'i loyavda man palachle. Because if he doesn't use his earnings for mezainis, then who is going to provide him with mezainis? Now, I amr bishlema hach bimala. So if we understand the first member of Rav that we had on Amud Aleph, and why is he borrowing money? Because ve'ena yachol, it's not enough. The mezonos that meaning the master is makdish de avdai. The master is giving him mezonos, and why is he borrowing money for food? Because it's not enough, and that's just to fill the extra. He wants more. Which Hekdesh we said was fine to invest in him because they're gonna get the benefit of it later. So then that makes a lot of sense. Vaha b'she'ena mala shapir. And then what's this new member of Rav? Hamakdesh yidei avdai oisav et oisav oichal. That he can eat his maisei yadayim. So now we have two different scenarios. Ah, very good. In the scenario where the master's providing mezainis, so then he does this loiva v'oichal thing for the investment, which Hekdesh is okay with, and therefore Hekdesh is okay with getting messed out of the little short term because they're going to get the long term benefit. And what's the case where Makdesh Yidei Avdai, where Rav said he has to eat because otherwise, how's he going to eat? That's what we said, that the Eved can keep his Maisi Yadayim and feed himself with it. Because even though he's Makdesh Yidei Avdai, so how are we going to, so then it makes a lot of sense. One is where the master provided Mezainis, and the second member of Rav was where the master did not provide Mezainis. Okay, so if you say that the first member of Rav, the only had an Amun Aleph, that the master is not Malam Mezainis, and Yachol, meaning that the, why? He's not Malam Mezainis because a master has the right to say, Asei mi vein azoncha, produce, and I'm not feeding you. So then, if so, in the second member of Rav, where we said, Di'i loyav naman palachle, because who is going to take care of this Eved if he's not allowed to keep the Maisi Adayim and feed himself, man diboy niflache. Who cares? Let the Eved knock on doors. It's not our problem. If anyways, the master can say, Asei mi de'eni zancha, so then what's the difference here where it's Hekdesh? Why? Oh, when it's Hekdesh, so then we're going to let the master keep and feed himself. No, the Eved keep his earnings and feed himself. No, at any point, the master can put him in this situation. What's the difference if it's through Hekdesh or on his own? Elamai, must be that there's two different cases. Must be that Rav says that the master cannot say Aseini Vein Zancha, and therefore, when the master provides the mezainos, so then the only way you can get that dafa is if Hekdesh is okay with it, like we said. But if the master does not provide mezainos, since he gave away the work to Hekdesh, the Eved would have the rights because the master can't say Aseini Vein Zancha. Elalav Shmamina, Eina Yachol Shmamina. So that is the first mandavar, that's Rav. It took us four attempts to get... Huh? Three Tashimahs and Aleima Katanai. It took us four attempts, right, to say that the master cannot say Aseim Yidi Ve'in Izancha, and he must either... His only way I would say, so you might say Da'im Izan Asayach. Tashimah. Okay, now this is going to be another Amayra. It's a different Tashimah, meaning Tashimah, and Rashi says, the Ika Amayra Achrina, the Palagala of the Rav. Now, this is a Machlekes. Rav said the master cannot say Aseini Mivein Zancha. Rav Yechanan holds you can. Tashma Adam Rav Yechanan. Hakatei Yad Avdai Shal Chaveiroi. Let's say you cut off your friend's Eved's hand. Noisein Shiftei V'rapoisei L'Rabai. So you're going to give the Shiftei, which is the lost wages, V'rapoisei, and the healing, right? The medicine, the fee, the doctor's fee. You give that to the master. V'oisei Eved Nizai Menat Tzedakah. So okay, the point is the master gets to keep the lost wages, and okay, so he's getting compensated for wages, and yet so we see clearly that the master can take the wage money, that's what he's doing over here, lost wages money, and say okay. Now we know when a person gets damaged, there's five, this is the five, right? It's Sheves, Ripui, Nezek, Baishas, Sar. So Eved is no Baishas, so you gotta take that one off the table. So we're only addressing Sheves, okay, and Ripoy. And we have to discuss Ripoy because the medicine is, the Gemara is gonna ask, the money for medicine has to go to the doctor to heal the Eved. So what does it mean the master's keeping it? We'll have to see that in a second. But the other two that are not discussed here are what? Nezek and Sar. So that's clear that the Nezek and Tsar are, what's net? Now, what's the difference between Nezek and Sheves? Nezek is, let's say you had a highly skilled worker, so you chopped off his arms, so now he can only do highly skilled work, he can be a Shomer Keshuin. So that's the Nezek, is the amount that you cost in long-term earning potential. And the Sheves is, okay, so let's say he was able to do a job that would pay $20 an hour, so you have to pay, now he can only do a job that could pay $10 an hour, but Lamaise is laid up in bed. So there's two levels of paying for lost wages. There's the long-term lost wages because you took off his arm, so he's never going to be able to get $20 an hour anymore, so you got to make up for that delta. And then there's the shiftai, which is the lost wages currently while he's getting healed. He can't do any work. So that's the two stages, okay? So again, it's clear that the nezek is going to go to the nezek, long-term nezek, that would have certainly go to the master, okay? The tsar, we'll see in a second here, would go to the master. What we're saying is, there is no baishas. The sheves goes to the master, and he doesn't even have to feed him, and he gets the medicine money too. Okay? So now, hacha mayaskinon ma'ala mezainas. So the Gemara says, we're talking about where he's ma'ala mezainas. He can't do that. He can't take the lost wage money and tell him, figure out your food on your own. Ihachi amai nizayni minat tzedaka. All right, one second. We just said nizayni minat tzedaka. The baishas said nizayni minat tzedaka. Well, if the eved is getting food from the master, why should he come on to tzedakah? So Gemara says, lahadafa, it's not enough to feed him. Okay, he needs more because he's sick, so he needs to eat more. He needs more specialty type of food, whatever it is. So ihachi, so the problem is, now this is just a very technical, we're trying to bring a raya according to Rav Yechanan, that the master can say, aseinu azancha. We're coming from here on the fact that he can come on to tzedakah. Well, we're saying that it's hadafa, it's not enough. Ihachi, nizayn, why do we use the lashon of nizayn? Nizayn sounds like basic mezainos, not extra. Nizayn, misparnes mi bayalei. Misparnes is the extra, the lashon to use for extra. Since it said nizayn minat tzedakah, it means we're talking about the ikar mezainos, basic mezainos, and we see that the master can keep the lost wages and make him come on to tzedakah for the regular mezainos. Elav shramina yachol, we see that the master is able to say to the eved, asei nivei in izancha. Okay, now, just one caveat here. So Rav holds that the master cannot say Aseini Vein Zancha. Rav Yechanan holds that the master can. The one caveat is the case that we brought earlier in regards to Shnei Betzuros. And Tosfos points this out. In Shnei Betzuros, there's still Machlokes Tanayim. even if I hold that in normal circumstances the master can say aseini vein zancha, still in shnei betzurais, because what's the machlekes? Will people have rachmanas on the guy? In shnei betzurais, where he's knocking on doors, will people have? And that's the machlekes between Rashi and Gamliel and Rabbanon, and that will still play. Tosfos says da'afagav de b'shar shanim yachol, that you're able the yachol rab leimer aseini vein zancha b'shnei betzurais any yachol b'shar shanim yimtsa merachmim yoser. Okay, you have to realize that in a famine, supplies are scarce. So there's plenty of soup kitchens when there's plenty. Eved will figure out how to get fed in a normal times. But in Shnei Betzurais, extreme measures, there you have to come on to Machlekes Tanayim. Again, according to one Tana, Rav Shimon Gamliel, even if you hold, I say me, the Eini Zancha, that the master can say, I'm keeping your wages, you're on your own for food, in Shnei Betzurais, so Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Eved can demand to be freed. Amar Ma'ar, let's just see one case. Okay, nice and shifta, Ivara Paisa, Larabba. So we said that the lost wages, the diminished lost wages, right? We're at the lower level of lost wages, right? Which are the lost wages because now he lost his arm. So whatever he could have as a guard, okay, as a security guard, nice and shevis, Ivara Paisa, Larabba. Shifta, Pshita. Okay, so that's Maisa Yadayim. So of course that's going to go to the master. Rapaisa, it's Trichale. Well, so the Chiddush here is that the master can keep the money that the damager, the aggressor, the person who did the damage, paid for the doctor bills. That has to go to the doctor to cure the eved. So the Gemara says, he needs to get healed. So the Gemara says, "Litzricha damdu lechamisha yaimei." So like this, it was paid. There was a 5-day treatment and a 3-day treatment. The 5-day treatment, he paid per day, $100 a day for treatment. The guy had to give money. So he paid $500. Now, there's an option to take the 3-day treatment, which is much more painful. Okay? It's much more painful, exactly. Epidural. Okay. So, he gave him a more powerful dose, which isn't normal, which is painful. You might think that the Eved, okay, he is the one suffering because he's taking the extra dose and getting healed in 3 days. So therefore, the extra $200 for the saved 2 days of treatment, the Eved should keep. So Tzara Didehu, Kamash Malan, no, the master gets to keep it. Just like the Tzar, we said, the Tzar in general went to the master. So we see, again, this is another example. Rapoisa essentially is another version of Tzar, the way we now understand this. Because the money for the standard basic medical care, that has to go to the doctor. But we see if there's a way to do it where it's going to result in more tzar, then the master can get that. Okay, so again, al kopanim, we did finish up yesterday in regards to the tevis v'achol makam shechav l'achirim. So number one, we wanted to bring a raya, whether it is, we tried to say, according to one man damar, even though Rav Yochanan said that tevis v'achol makam shechav l'achirim loy kana, we tried to say, Rav Chisda tried to say it was subject to machlekes tanayim by peya, and we said we had no raya. We said that over there, it's maybe only by peya because you have a migu. The guy can, Rebbe Lazar, would have a migu to say that I could also become a poor person. I could be mafker nechase, and therefore I would be shayach to it, and therefore that's why he would be tafas l'bachayt over here. That's why he could be tafas for another ani. And we said in the Chachamim that there's a specific reason why you can't. Maybe really a tafas l'bachayt that you can tafas l'bachayt makam shechav l'achirim would be kaina, and over here by peya is because the pasuk specifically says loy salake l'ani. Only the ani can collect it. Nobody else can collect it on behalf of the ani. It's a specific pasuk. Okay, and then we in the Mishnah we came into this idea that according to the Rabbanon, right? We brought the Rabbanon saying that it sounds like that the Rabbanon that anyways the according to Shitas Rabbanon the master can tell the Eved, I'm not feeding you. And therefore, setting him free is not considered a chayv, because anyways, the master at any point can say, I'm not feeding you. And we tried to bring that right. That launches into the sugya. Now, of if can a master say, yachal rav loymer leved asei mi bein azoncha, and we ended up having to explain our Mishnah, that our Mishnah was talking about hadafa, that meaning that the maybe really he can never say, I'm not feeding you, it's just the extra. But if you set the Eved free, so he can, he's in the exact same boat. So that still seems true. That stays straight. That stays true within the Mishnah. That if the master can, while under the master or not under the master, if he can't produce enough, either way, as far as Mizonis is concerned, but maybe really the master can't say, I say, and in fact, after our fourth attempt, we had Shitas Rav, okay, that Rav holds that the master cannot say asei mi be'in zoncha. We had Rav Yochanan, we learned from Shifta v'Raptai that the master can say asei mi be'in zoncha. Okay, he can basically get the best of both worlds. He can tell the Eved that I want your earnings and you can go knock on doors. And the way we explained it within Taisus was one caveat where that's only in normal times. Go knock on doors, people, there's plenty of food. People, somebody will take care of him. But in Shnei Betzurais, that you would have to come on. Even if you hold that the master can say, I say, you need zoncha, you would have to come on to Machlekes Tanayim, whether in Shnei Betzurais, whether the Eved can demand this freedom because it's a liability to be attached to a wealthy person. Where there's not enough food around. People aren't going to give them.